From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors have decided they will not send a letter to the state opposing mask mandates. In a 3-2 vote, the motion not approved, one of the supervisors says he doesn't want to waste time on issues like this. The Chico Council meeting this week saw dozens of city workers show up to voice concerns with low wages and lack of workers. A senior maintenance worker calls it a serious situation with the wages now, as the city, he says, has lost a dozen employees in the past 4 years to higher paying jobs. A woman has been arrested in Yuba County by California Highway Patrol after they accuse her of trying to drown a 4-year-old boy in an irrigation canal. An officer said he found the woman, Taylor Green, holding a 4-year-old child face down, smothering him in the muddy embankment. The officer says she appeared to be agitated and under the influence of drugs. When he tried to reach for the child, he says Green's completely submerged herself and the child in about 5 feet of water, finally got him and her out. California Governor Gavin Newsom has written a children's book about dyslexia. That book, titled Ben and Emma's Big Hit, now on the store shelves, telling the story of a young boy who uses baseball to cope with his dyslexia. It's somewhat of an autobiographical account of Newsom's childhood, for he had dyslexia when he was a kid. Says it made him resilient and taught him to develop other strengths like a strong memory. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. This week, Fortuna City Council voted to spend $50,000 on developing and implementing a program aimed at improving officers' ability to identify and intercept potential criminal activity on U.S. Highway 101 and on city streets. The Eureka Times Standard reporting the city will negotiate the development of the Criminal Interdiction Program, which would be the only one in Humboldt County. And Humboldt County Board of Supervisors unanimously approving new district boundaries Tuesday. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.